My daughter is 5 and a half. She won a some weird competition at her school, which meant that she could become a member of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust.
Okay.
She was absolutely jazzed. And she came home, that's she was amazing. Like, I'm a member of the... And later that night, when I was reading her a story, she said, Dad, you know what I want to be when I grow up? I said, I don't know. She said, I want to be three things. I want to be, one, a member of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust, which I am. Two, I want to be a pop star. And three, I want to be a vet.
I love her ambition.
Yeah. But she's very excited about the whole idea of being a pop star and wanted to ask a couple of questions. Let's see.
Okay. Has she made these questions?
Yeah.
Okay,
let's
lovely.
See if I can find them. I'll
five
edit them
and a half.
After the fact.
Being a pop star. Is it hard when you're on stage and there's hundreds of people in front of you and you get really nervous? I know that you have to dress up in lots of different kinds of clothes and go to different countries. It just, can you give me some information about how to be a pop star?
So, that is amazing.
So that's three questions there. Do you get nervous when you go up in front of hundreds of people? What's it like wearing lots of different clothes and going to different countries? And could you give her some information about how she can become a pop star or being a pop star?
How to be a pop star.
Yeah.
I wish I knew. But
so nerves, first of all.
Nerves.
Let me start by saying that I watched you on Jules Holland.
Yes.
In, when was that, 2011? After your EP, first EP, Lost and Found, came out.
You are good.
I've done, read some things. And I must say, my heart was in my mouth for you.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
Because you played solo, right? Or was someone backing you up?
No, I had the spot I always dreamt of having on Jules, if I was ever on Jules, was the solo in the middle of the floor. So it was just me and guitar that time.
Very good.
Thank you.
Good job. And I was searching your face for some trace of nerves.
Yeah.
You know, like a little twitch of the eye or a little sadness.
No, well, I couldn't possibly
but I couldn't see,
be
I couldn't
sad.
See any. You looked completely composed.
Thank you.
Did you feel that way?
No. No. It was terrifying. Like the first, it was like the first time singing in front of anyone ever. Except by that point, I had some practice at performing to an audience.
Yeah.
But this time, I don't know, because I was so excited about it, and it was like a huge milestone and a huge break. It turned out to be. I was just like, I don't know. I just really didn't want to make a mistake. So. We did it, but it was all very sudden, you know. There are loads of other things going on and you wait around a little bit and then suddenly you're thrust up there. There's like five guys putting the equipment together and then you have to do it. And there was a live performance as well, so we just did it live on TV.
And how long did you know that you were going to be on the show for before you went on?
2 weeks.
Not